2 months turned into 3, yet Su Junyan didn't wake up. Doctors came and went, but his condition remained mysterious as ever. Nobody understood what happened to him or why he was like this. Perhaps only the boy himself knew. Unfortunately, he wasn't capable of answering. Inside the Su estate, located on the outskirts of Diri's city, a tall, imposing man stood, watching over the comatose youth. His hair was long and dark, and his facial features were sharp and handsome. It was none other than Su Tianwang, come to take a look at this troublesome son of his. Hearing of the strange circumstances surrounding Su Junyan's disappearance, the man took advantage of a brief lull in Central Province to visit. Despite the boy's pale, skeletal form, his father's expression remained indifferent. "You didn't speak a word of this to anyone?" The judicial supervisor addressed Li Xin, standing behind him. The man in question lowered his head, looking every bit the dutiful servant. "I dared not, master. The physicians likely have their own thoughts, but they are only ordinary people." Hearing this, Su Tianwang nodded. He was not someone who had time to waste. Consequently, he wouldn't travel halfway across Yunqing for mundane injuries. "His condition is indeed abnormal." The man's eyes narrowed minutely. After a quick analysis, he determined Su Junyan directly skipped over Soul Knight, already having achieved Soul Expert level. The Yunqing Empire was large and its history long. A 13-year-old Soul Expert wasn't unheard of, but jumping directly from Qi Condensation to Soul Expert in the span of 3 months certainly was. This can be considered as profiting from disaster. While the "if he wakes up" part went unspoken, both master and servant thought it. After a long moment, Su Tianwang turned and looked at Li Xin. "I will be returning to Central Province tomorrow. The vice sector head has some matters for me to deal with." Li Xin brought one hand to his chest before giving Su Tianwang a small bow. "Don't worry, master. If there are any changes in third young master's condition, I'll inform you immediately." Su Tianwang nodded, apparently satisfied. "Remember, don't breathe a word of this to anyone." After saying that, the man directly left the room, not waiting for a confirmation. Li Xin served under him as part of the Dragon Snake Border Army and, because of his exemplary abilities and trustworthiness, Su Tianwang hired him after service was over. The bodyguard relaxed his bow once Su Tianwang disappeared down the hallway. He then turned his gaze toward Su Junyan's sleeping form, wearing an inscrutable expression. 3 months turned into 4, then 5. Before anyone knew it, Su Junyan had already been comatose for half a year. At the start, the servants were extremely nervous, worrying day and night about what would happen if the Su family's third young master died under their care. However, as time passed and his condition remained the same, they got used to it. Things like feeding, clothing and washing their unconscious young master became routine. Housekeeper Bo, a shrewd man by all accounts, had his own ideas. Since he couldn't avoid this hot potato, he decided to make use of it. The latter part of caring for Su Junyan, in particular, was something he personally made arrangements for. Despite his rounded physique and being in his late 40s, he was a virile man with many children. It just so happened that his youngest daughter was around the third young master's age. Taking a gamble, he tasked her with maintaining Su Junyan's personal hygiene. He hoped that, by doing so, the youth might develop some tender feelings toward the girl. If so, her future would be secured. That is, if he ever awoke. Feng Xianer, housekeeper Bo's youngest daughter, was currently washing Su Junyan. Initially, when her father entrusted the task to her, she refused. For the girl, love already bloomed. His name was Murong Yuanba, the son of a local apothecary. The two were at the hand-holding stage, not having kissed yet. It wasn't formal, but the Feng Xianer considered herself in a relationship. Therefore, it wouldn't be proper of her to lay eyes on or touch another boy's body. However, after her parents' urging, she decided to give the job a chance. "You can quit if you don't like it," or so they said. Although her family was well off compared to others, her allowance was small. The little she received was quickly spent on all sorts of nice things: dresses, jewelry, food, entertainment. Anything that seemed interesting. For that reason, more pocket money was always in demand. Even though she was doing it for the 100th time, Feng Xianer couldn't help feeling embarrassed. After tending to him for months, young Master Su Xianyan's condition improved drastically. Initially, he was barely alive, looking like a corpse. However, after regular meals and plenty of bed rest, his hollow form gained some life. He was undoubtedly still skinny, but it was the look of a person recovering from serious illness, not someone on the verge of death. Xianer carefully wiped his body with a warm cloth. Outwardly, she didn't show any abnormalities, but a close observer might notice how her eyes trailed Su Xianyan, from the lines of his face down to his neck and chest. While she was in the process of doing so, she suddenly heard footsteps thumping down the hallway. The girl recognized them immediately. The heavyset head maid, Ms. Tong, was headed this way. Feng Xianer quickly threw a blanket over Su Xianyan's body. The unscrupulous woman always seemed to know when she was washing the third young master, despite it being her duty alone. One time, she suddenly found the maid standing behind her, not knowing when the woman got there. Fortunately, his lower body was covered. While Xianer recalled such unpleasant memories, the sliding door abruptly opened, revealing the head maid's rotund form. The woman's eyes immediately shot towards Su Xianyan, revealing a look of greed. However, she quickly masked it, taking a scolding attitude instead. "What are you standing around for, little girl? Even if housekeeper Bo was here, he would scold you for derelicting your duties." Haughtily, she stuck her nose in the air, looking down on Feng Xianer. It was a posture she frequently took, but for a different purpose than one might assume. Miss Tong had a hideous red mole on one side of her face, with curly, black hairs growing out of it. When she turned her face like that, it helped hide the unpleasant feature. Feng Xianer fought off a frown. "I was busy tending to third young master." However, before she could finish, Ms. Tong interrupted her. "Don't talk nonsense. You've been in here for longer than half a sure. Clouds are gathering outside, but you haven't even pulled down the washing." Ms. Tong put her hands on her hips, shouting in a shrill voice. Feng Xianer breathed out slowly, taking care to hide her annoyance. Truthfully, the head maid's bossiness had long since tempted her into leaving. Yet, after tending to young Master Su Xianyan for months, she couldn't give up so easily. She knew that, if she were gone, Ms. Tong would certainly campaign for her position. Briefly, his pale, frail body and scholarly features flashed in her mind. A sick, fragile boy like him needed tender care. The very thought of the head maid putting her large, rough hands on Su Xianyan's body gave Feng Xianer goosebumps. "I'll go now." After tidying up the room with Ms. Tong breathing down her neck, the girl headed out the door. The head maid listened to her leave with narrowed eyes. Once the girl was gone, she swallowed thickly before making her way over to Su Xianyan's bedside. Grasping the corner of his blanket, she started pulling it aside, listening carefully for any unwanted arrivals. When all remained quiet, she strengthened her grip, her eyes glinting with desire. "No one will ever know." Such were her thoughts. As a conventionally unattractive old maid, she'd received precious little male attention. To say she was pent up was an understatement. Now, after being presented with such a tempting opportunity, she could no longer control herself. Breathing hard, she extended a hand towards Su Xianyan's lower body. Although he was dressed in a white, cotton robe, it was loosely bound with a single sash. The purpose was for his own comfort and to ease the process of tending to him. However, the moment her fingertips touched his leg, a voice suddenly spoke from behind. "What are you doing, Ms. Tong?" Surprised, the head maid's head jerked backwards, spotting Feng Xianer standing in the entrance. Knowing that the girl intentionally sneaked up on her, a look of outrage flashed across Ms. Tong's face. "You dare go against my orders? Go and take the washing down, now." Despite her outward anger, the heavy-set woman's heart was beating anxiously. If she was caught, things would go badly for her. For that reason, she chose to take action when the third young master's bodyguard was running errands. Feng Xianer was clearly nervous, given how she balled her fists at her sides, but that didn't deter her. "All matters related to third young master should be left to me. You aren't allowed to interfere, Ms. Tong." Hearing the girl's words, the head maid's face turned red. Her anger at being lectured by someone less than half her age was hard to describe. "If you leave immediately, I'll consider not telling Mr. Shin," Feng Xianer said, leveling an even stare at the older woman. For a few moments, Ms. Tong's mouth opened and closed, looking like a fish on dry land. Then, she flicked her sleeves aggressively before storming out of the room. On her way, she collided with Xianer, almost sending the girl to the floor. Clutching onto some nearby furniture, the younger maid bit on her lip, staring at Ms. Tong's retreating form with burning eyes. However, when she was gone, Xianer let out a long sigh. Today, her bad feeling was confirmed. It seemed Ms. Tong indeed had some impure motivations regarding the third young master. Fortunately, she returned in time. If something happened, the consequences for her would be disastrous. After all, she was the one tasked with his care. On unsteady legs, she made her way to Su Xinyan's bedside before straightening his clothes and sheets. Leaning over, she brushed a few stray hairs out of his face and whispered something quietly. "I hope you wake up soon, young master."